Coming up on the end of the school year for a lot of kids here in Connecticut. And every Thursday, we talk health and wellness with Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD.
Yeah, there is definitely like an excited energy in the air. Like the kids are just there waiting to just run out the door on the last day of school. So Janisa, what do you have for us today?
Yeah, you know, I just want to start off with like, is it me or did May just fly by?
It really did.
I really feel that way too, yeah.
I mean, well, June is finally here, and that means we're just a few weeks shy of summer break. And if you have kids, you can feel there's that energy in the air, a lot of excitement mixed in with some anxiety, too. I know you felt it already.
Definitely.
So the last few months of the school year can be full of stress for many students. And do you remember final exams?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to think about them. I get stressed. So it's important to recognize that it is stressful for them. And as parents, we can try to help them get through it. And the best thing we can do is refocus and go back to the basics. Kids thrive on structure, so let's plan it out. Right, Kevin?
That's right. Yeah, I like a good plan.
Definitely. And, you know, May was Mental Health Month, and we know stress can really affect our mental health. And have you noticed that your eating habits can change when you're stressed?
Yes, I noticed. Yeah, like my appetite kind of decreases.
Oh, really? I feel like snacking. I start
you
snacking
want
more. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, I feel like snacking more too when I'm stressed. And people usually react in two ways when they're stressed. They either lose their appetite and barely eat, or their appetite shoots up and they overeat, and usually not unhealthy foods, mainly like the high fat, high sugar stuff, right?
Yeah.
Do you go for the sweet or the salty, Kevin?
I like a mix of both, to be honest. You know what's great is like a chocolate-covered pretzel.
When you're stress eating, you reach for the chocolate.
The sweet and salty.
Nice.
That's actually the perfect combination.
Yeah.
And remember last week we talked about how whole foods can improve mental health?
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is a great time to have healthy foods on hand because kids are already stressed. So having healthy foods available will support their mental health. So this means when you go to the supermarket, try to make most of your items whole foods. Again, try to limit processed foods as much as you can this month. You might have to make some tweaks to your usual list.
Right.
Maybe this month, avoid buying chips and get more fruit instead.
I will say fruit is delicious in the summertime when it gets hot out.
Oh, see?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's the perfect time.
Yeah. Coming up on the end of the school year for many kids here in Connecticut of all ages, really. And there's a lot of things that go into the end of the school year, including a lot of stress for, you know, certain ages. And every Thursday, we talk health and wellness with our friend Janisa Marte, registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can find her on Instagram at Janisa Marte RD.
So, Janisa, what else do you have for us?
You know, we know school's almost over and we're thinking about ways to support our kids this month because they're, you know, experiencing extra stress. And first thing, let's not slack off with their sleep. Mm. We have to stick to a bedtime and really set boundaries with electronics before bed. And I know adults who struggle with this. Do you know anybody that has difficulty getting off their electronics?
I am one of those people.
I think everybody I know, yeah.
I scroll way too long sometimes.
Yeah.
And you can just imagine, if it's hard for us, it's going to be way harder for them to get off. Mm. So we already know that the blue light emitted from electronics affects our ability to fall asleep. So parents, do not feel guilty for setting rules on electronics. And it can look like this. You guys tell me if you like it or not. No electronics at the table.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. We do that. I have young kids, but we do that at our dinner table, yeah.
Yeah, we can actually look at our faces and talk.
Right.
No devices 1 hour before bed.
I like that. I think that's really important.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, we can just also focus on that bedtime routine too.
Yeah.
No devices allowed in the bedroom. Ooh.
I don't like it.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest ones. I would say start with the other two and then kind of maybe adopt the last one.
Got it.
Not only can screens affect sleep, do you think social media affects our kids?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, social media can actually increase anxiety. So setting boundaries on the amount of time kids spend on devices is going to benefit them in so many ways. Another thing we can focus on is adding more physical activity so they can release some of that extra energy. You know, maybe there's a park nearby and you can go there after school or schedule a bike ride. Or how about go to the beach now that it's warmer? Doesn't that sound fun?
I do love that a lot. I found a book that it gives you ideas on things to do before your kid turns 5.
Oh, that's
so
neat.
Yeah, it's things like go to a beach or, you know, hang out, climb a tree.
Yeah.
And it's just all the things that we should kind of get into the habit of doing for our mental health. And I'm excited to, like, try all these things with the baby. I mean, no tree climbing right. yet, but, you know.
Yeah, I feel like those are things that we've kind of lost
yes.
along the way with technology and just kind of getting back to that.
Yeah, definitely. I've noticed my kids, they like to do physical things. Like if you say, do you want to go, you want to race around the house? They're like, yeah, like they're like ready to do it.
That's awesome. You know, if you're at a park also, you can sit by a tree while your kids play, maybe yeah. hug a tree.
We did it. We did that.
It was great.
I saw that. Yeah. Or have you guys taken off your shoes and just kind of like felt the grass?
All right, Kevin, let's go outside. Let's do it.
That is cool. One with the earth.
Yes, try it. And are you guys familiar with the 4-7-8 breath?
No.
No, what is that?
It's just another breathing technique where you inhale for 4 seconds, you hold for 7, and then you exhale for 8 seconds, and you repeat it a few times, at least 4 times. It really helps to relax the nervous system.
Hmm. I would try it right now, but I think we'd have dead air because I'd be doing a breathing exercise.
Well, I was going to say I had coffee, so I don't even think
right.
I'd have to try when I don't have coffee.
I'll
in
definitely
my
try that tonight, though.
Yeah, that's actually a really good way to relax the body to fall asleep. So definitely try it tonight. Now, let's get through June as best we can. And as always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can today because tomorrow is another day.
Awesome. Thanks for the reminder, Janisa.
Thanks so much, guys.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.